In the name of one God, Holy Trinity. Amen. I think the feelings of anxiety and anticipation are oftentimes confused. Each includes butterflies and maybe shaky hands or a sweaty forehead or a churning stomach. So sometimes we can confuse these two. And I think the confusion that we have is significant enough, or it's enough a part of our normal human existence, that we can begin to resist anticipation and shy away from it because it feels so much like anxiety. Rather than seeing change for good on the horizon and anticipating that change, we resist change altogether. It's normal, I suppose, but I don't think it's the best part of normal. And this is enough of an issue for humanity that we in the Christian church have a season devoted to anticipation, to expectation. It's Advent, it begins today, it also begins the church calendar, the new year. It runs 4 weeks, right up until Christmas Eve, and the faithful, the liturgical Christian, during the season of Advent, sits in deliberate expectation of the coming of the babe Jesus. Or the faithful Christian sits in deliberate expectation of God coming into his or her life, our life, in an unexpected, crazy way. The season of Advent flows smoothly, deliberately into the season of Christmas, where the faithful welcome Emmanuel, or as Emmanuel is translated from the Hebrew to the English, we welcome God with us. We expect, we count on God being with us. And that experience is to be felt, to be conscious of God in our lives day to day. Let's not get ahead of ourselves talking about what's sure to come on December 24th, at least in the evening. We have 4 weeks in front of us before that happens. And that 4 weeks gives us an opportunity to practice a certain perspective that will surely benefit us during the following 48 weeks. I should say, too, that liturgical Christians don't have a corner on this market of practicing discipline around expectation or anticipation. Each well-developed spirituality recognizes this tendency in our human experience, a tendency to live in the future or in the past, and seeks in similar ways to help us attend to the present moment. You can hardly pass a grocery store magazine rack and not see an article on the front cover of some magazine talking about the concept of mindfulness. Surely you've read about it or heard about it. The term comes from the Buddhist tradition, and it comes to us on our grocery store magazine racks as the West, through Western psychology, begins to embrace Eastern spiritual practice or Eastern religious practice. Not just mindfulness, we hear this frequently also in another spiritual tradition familiar to many of us, from the wisdom of the spiritual practice of the recovery community. We are advised to take life one day at a time. The practice helps us not dwell on the past or obsess about our future, but rather put our energy toward the present. We hear Jesus' words from Matthew, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So we have these three distinct traditions, Christianity, Buddhism, and the recovery movement, acknowledging a need for us to be grounded in the present moment, to be able to live with expectation or anticipation, but not live in the future. Jesus says in the 33rd verse of the 13th chapter of Mark's gospel that we had for this morning, "Be aware, keep alert." If I were to translate Jesus' words into our present context, to translate his advice, I would translate it as stay grounded, stay open. I don't want us to confuse this spiritual practice with feelings of fear, though when we begin to face change or something new, those feelings can be very similar to anxiety, if not anxiety themselves. Sometimes maybe we confuse anxiety with alacrity, a positive openness for what lies ahead. And I suppose that we could step back from this advice or from the position of these three, and really a whole lot more, but these three specific traditions we've talked about this morning, and ask ourselves, well, why? Why is it that I need to immerse myself into the season of and the wisdom of Advent? Why would you expect me to practice mindfulness, being present to the present without judgment? Why is it that you would expect me to be mindful when I am aware of a need to plan for my future and to plan in such a way that I avoid the mistakes of my past present? Why must I focus on life one day at a time when it is my intention to be a sober person and all that means for the remainder of my life? All of those are fair questions. Here's why I think this wisdom is important. And here's why I think Jesus points us in this direction with beware, stay alert, or stay grounded, stay open. We have a certain tendency to live in the past, or a certain tendency to live in the future rather than the present. I think it's good that we can see both in the way that we can, the past and the future, but we don't want to dwell there. When we live in the past, and we all know this, but when we live in the past, we fail to experience the goodness that comes our way, that's new and previously unknown to us. We become so stuck that we can't even see something new or something good when it's right in front of us. Life becomes prescriptive. Oh no, I've been here before. I know what's next. And sure enough, that's what happens. Likely because that's all we could perceive happening. The same for those of us who live only in the future. We predict what we'll face as time marches on, and sure enough, what we predict is what we get. We become so fixed that only something devastating interrupts our trajectory rather than something that is good or that is a blessing. When love comes to town, we don't notice because we were only expecting more of the same. Jesus, this season of Advent, each, both, have this kind of ironic orientation, right? Jesus grounds us in the present, Emmanuel, God with us, God come among us, and yet we're waiting for that to happen. But in order to be able to fully experience it when it happens, we must be grounded in the present. Funny, kind of hard, but really important. Really important. So we have this adventure in front of us, if we want to use that metaphor. But rather than focusing on an adventure as we typically do, focusing upon the destination, our attention goes toward being fully present to the whole journey and what takes place along the way. What we see, what we hear, who we meet, who our fellow adventurers are, how we're interrupted, how we're unsettled, how we're surprised. And we'll do this both on our own and together as a church. As Jesus said, be aware, stay alert, stay grounded, stay open. Amen.